Is it the end of coal in Michigan? This is the Environment Report. I'm Tracy Samilton in for Rebecca Williams. Consumers Energy has already shut down 7 coal-burning plants, and DTE says it will close 8 over the next 6 years. Mark Bartow is director of the University of Michigan Energy Institute, and he joins me now to discuss what these shutdowns mean for Michigan's energy future. So, is this the beginning of the end of coal?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think we are going to see any more coal-fired plants built. What you have to realize is that the units that both DTE and consumers have been shutting down are older and smaller. So the things that are remaining, like the DTE Monroe plant, are newer and larger. Long range, I guess the answer is yes. The question is, you know, are we talking 15, 20 years or more?
I hear some politicians saying we need coal to keep our bills from going too high. Is that an outdated notion at this point?
It is. You know, there are those who talk about reviving the coal industry, and it's not going to happen for economic reasons.
Economic meaning wind energy is now cheaper than coal?
Right, and also natural gas, is really the cheapest way to generate right now with low gas prices.
I also want to bring up the Federal Clean Power Plan, which is how the EPA hopes to get states to reduce their carbon emissions. And even though it's in legal limbo right now, I wonder if it's playing a role in these changes.
What you're seeing is that regardless of the details of the Clean Power Plan, the direction it's setting, I think, is clearly recognized by the utilities as the way of the future. You know, and Jerry Anderson at DTE has said the way they generate electricity 10 years from now will be very different from today. So, you know, I think that some of the attempts to obstruct the Clean Power Plan are somewhat short-sighted, because something like it is going to happen anyway.
So it occurs to me, you know, once we close all these plants, might we already have met the requirements of the Clean Power Plan?
That would help. The question is, what do you replace them with? So I think the announced shutdowns are something like about half of our power generation capacity from coal. If you replace that with natural gas, you save about half of the emissions. So that means, you know, half of a half, you're talking about a 25% roughly reduction. So the Clean Power Plan is for Michigan is about 31% reduction. So that wouldn't get us all the way there.
But very close.
Yes, but it also speaks to the importance of renewables, and it also speaks to the importance of energy efficiency and conservation measures.
Okay, on that point, James Clift of the Michigan Environmental Council says Michigan should consider something called time-of-day pricing to encourage people to conserve energy. Do you agree?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that could be done, is time-of-day pricing that would help people, use energy at times when it's the cheapest and most abundant.
Many thanks. Mark Bartow is director of the University of Michigan Energy Institute. That's the Environment Report. I'm Tracy Samilton.